My name is Vakesh Namani. I am 16 years old. Today is June 2nd, and I'm speaking with Yash, who is my cousin from India. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. When you were first aware of having glaucoma, how did you feel?
First of all, thanks a lot for interviewing me. To be honest, when I was first diagnosed with glaucoma, I did not know what it was. I was, I guess, in my 7th grade when I was diagnosed, so I did not know what glaucoma was and all. The only thing I knew was doctors were like very panicked, and they were like, you'd have to come to the hospital regularly, and they've given me medications and asked me to come like 2 days after taking those medications. So I would say that situation was like pretty tenseful, and I was kind of in a shock, to be honest. And in fact, my whole family was in shock.
Can you please describe your illness?
So after I came back to my house, I just Googled glaucoma and got to know about what it is. So glaucoma is basically an eye disease. So what happens is there's this organ in the eye that generates mucus regularly in order to kind of keep the eye kind of moist and stuff. So like when there's a foreign particle in the eye, it just keeps it moist and makes it kind of protects the eye. That so what happens in this glaucoma is that mucus, this mucus kind of gets drainage after a certain period of time. So what happens in glaucoma is this drainage get blocked by for some reason, and what happens is the mucus kind of gets settled in there and kind of increases the eye pressures. So this is basically what glaucoma is, and there are kind of two types of this. One is open angle and other is closed angle. So closed angle is kind of very dangerous, so you never know when your eye pressure is gonna shoot up and you might get blindness. So fortunately, I don't have closed angle glaucoma. Mine is open angle glaucoma, so I'm kind of a bit safe in terms of sudden risk of eye loss and stuff.
Can you describe open angle glaucoma?
So open angle glaucoma is basically the anatomy of the eye is such that the mucus, the blockage is such that it's outside, kind of not exactly in, like I would say it's on the surface of the eye. So in that way, you'd be able to kind of diagnose it properly and treat it in a better way than closed angle. Closed angle in the sense it's inside of the eye, so that way it becomes pretty hard to diagnose it and to even medications and stuff to reach there and work properly.
It must have been tough. What are some things you do to reduce your eye pressure today?
I would say that it's obviously tough, but yeah, like in order to reduce the eye pressures, I take medications thrice a day. So these are basically to reduce my eye pressures. I take it like in the morning at 6 o'clock, and in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, and in the night at 10 p.m. So I would say 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. aren't that tough to take, but 2 p.m. is like when I go to school or to work, it's kind of pretty tough to take it because you'd have to take some permissions in order to get free time to take your eye drops and stuff. So I would say 2 p.m. is kind of tough, but 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. are kind of manageable, I would say. And also I take 3 eye drops in the night, and 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. So usually glaucoma is such that the eye pressures is pretty high in the night time. So the doctor has suggested me to take 3 eye drops during the night time in order to lower the eye pressures to a normal level. And also for some reason, the eye pressures in my right eye are a bit high, so I'd have to take 2 eye drops like an extra eye drop in my right eye when compared to my left eye. So that's how my medication goes, like on a daily basis.
When were you diagnosed? What was your life like before your diagnosis, and what has it been like since?
Well, this is a long story. So glaucoma isn't something that affects a person like randomly and stuff. So when I was 3 months, like I was born with cataract, so I had to get operated when I was 3 months old. So there's a chance that whoever gets this cataract operation, they might kind of get glaucoma due to the blockages in the drainage system of the mucus in the eye. So unfortunately, that happened sometime when I was like 10 to 15 years old, and I didn't know that. And when I went to the doctor in my 7th grade, all of a sudden I got to know that I had glaucoma. So the doctor was kind of conducting normal eye tests, and they used a tonometer to test my eye pressures. So they, like, my eye pressures were like around 50 millimeters of Hg, whereas the normal eye pressure should be around 16 to 20 mm of Hg. So that was very high, and such high pressures are like very dangerous in terms of affecting the optic nerve in a bad way. So fortunately, my optic nerve did not get damaged. So my eyesight isn't kind of that bad in terms of optic nerve damage and stuff. But I had a small blind spot in my right eye, I would say, that was very minute, and I was fortunate that I was diagnosed at least in my 7th standard. So that from then, I had to take all these medications, and I was able to control the eye damage. So I'm kind of eagerly waiting for a treatment that would kind of eradicate me taking medications on a regular basis.
How has your illness affected those closest to you?
Of course, like when someone gets diagnosed with some disease, then it just affects mentally the whole family, I would say. Especially parents would feel very bad about it. Since this glaucoma was the reason, this glaucoma happened to me due to an operation when I was young, my parents were like a bit guilty in terms of the hospital that they've taken me to for the operation. But at least it was a huge hospital back in India, but the technology back then wasn't that advanced. So they had to take out my eye lens and operate me for cataract, whereas now you have all these advanced laser technologies and stuff. So that was kind of depressing to my parents, I would say, because if these technologies were invented back then I wouldn't have glaucoma now, and I wouldn't be suffering, I would say. So that's one of the things. And of course, all my family, my uncle, my uncles, my aunts, my brothers, and all were like very sad getting to know about the situation that I was in back then. And I should thank every one of them, because they were like very supportive in terms of how they've treated me and how they've given me moral support in order to take that and fight against it.
Can you tell me about someone who has been particularly kind to you since your diagnosis?
So I would say that my mother was like very helpful to me. Like when I was operated at the age of 3 months, it should have been very hard for her. And she has taken like great care of me when I was like, it's so hard to kind of take care of infants and to get them operated and stuff. And I was a bit uncomfortable, like as per what I've heard from her when I was operated. And later on, I had to use eye patches in order to develop my eyesight since my eye lens were removed. So even then, like I had to like put my eye patches 2 to 3 hours a day when I was a toddler. So like you expect a toddler to kind of get a bit against covering your eye with an eye patch and seeing the world with only a single eye for a certain period of time every day. So I was kind of pretty hesitant to using that, but she was very kind to me and she has taken care of me pretty well. And once I was diagnosed with glaucoma, I'd say my mother has taken a lot of care of me, and she was the one who put eye pressures thrice a day. So I usually don't wake up in the morning, so she usually puts an alarm and wakes up at 6 a.m. and puts my eye drops. And even when I go to school, she comes to the school in the afternoon and she puts my eye drops. And unfortunately, I had to move to United States for my studies. And here, my aunt and my brothers and my uncle are like taking care of my eyes. I'd say I should kind of be very thankful to all of them. And my aunt kind of puts my eye drops over here, so that's really helpful. And when I'm in college, my father puts an alarm in his phone and calls me up, reminding me that I had to take my eye drops and stuff. So like, I would say overall, the entire family has been very supportive and kind of reminded me as to how important my eye drops were to kind of not get my eyes damaged beyond a certain point.
Well, we're definitely glad that your eyes are safe. How has the situation of yours inspired you?
I'd say that I was a bit sad to know that there isn't any technology that was developed in order to treat glaucoma and get rid of glaucoma permanently and stuff. So the only, like this laser operation, that laser treatment that doctors do, but in my case, since my eyes were already operated at the age of 3 months, they were kind of reluctant to get me operated once again, since eye is a very delicate organ. Testing it multiple times would kind of ruin the internal parts of it and stuff. So doctors were like pretty reluctant in doing any operation and getting rid of glaucoma and stuff. So I was a bit, I should say that I was a bit disappointed in the kind of technology that we have now. So since glaucoma is mainly due to the increase in eye pressures of increase in the pressures of the eye, so I thought of taking an engineering degree and kind of develop a system that could alert you when your eye pressures go beyond a threshold point. That way you could take eye drops or some medication in order to lower them and keep your eyes safe. And that's what has inspired me to pursue electrical engineering and kind of develop a medical device that could diagnose the eye pressures constantly and kind of sends you an alert when your eye pressure reaches a certain threshold point in order to, reminding you to take medications and stuff or something like that. I've heard that University of Toronto is doing some research in developing eye drops that could treat glaucoma forever. Like, basically they're working on some eye drops that if you take them once, then that's all, like your glaucoma is gone and stuff. So, but that's kind of in a, still in an experimental phase, I would say. It might take 3 to 4 years, and I'm eagerly waiting for that. So all in all, glaucoma has taught me a lot in terms of how to see life in a different way and how to approach life and how you could be someone to help others by developing something that could help not only you but the entire glaucoma community. So that's what has inspired me to take engineering degree, and that's what I'm working towards. And hopefully one day, like someone or maybe I could develop a technique that could eradicate glaucoma forever.
Okay, that's very nice. I hope you one day can find it, and I will say good luck. Thank you for the interview, and yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot. I had a great time. Thank you.